Reish Lamedvav Siv Beis, in the middle of the Siv, when if you are caught when the sun is setting and you have a wallet in your pocket, so if you have a donkey with you, you can put it on the donkey. But you should put it on the donkey after the donkey starts walking, so that way the donkey is not being opened into Akira and enough. Also, we said that you should be careful not to yell at the animal while it's carrying the wallet, because then you're calling it from the box to work. The Ramah says, "Who lo yikrav al chamor el yel v'ragel." He should not sit on the donkey, just walk. Then hukdav lo say it's supposed to pull his nation to turn at least in one shot the corner if he's afraid of danger and he has to go out and boom. Afilu toichatum yochel leishiv al chamor lilka. So basically we're saying that if he's afraid of a danger, then he can go on the donkey to get away from the danger quicker, even if he's in the tomb. And surely if he's out of the tomb, then we have to go out of the tomb, so then he can go on the donkey also. The question is it, going out of the tomb, it's better to sit on it than to walk on it? The Maisha did not accept it for the, even if it's not to be make of a chachila to sit on the animal, because animals not doing a malacha carrying a human being, but with the raisa, you say chai, no, you say chas, but human being helps with the carrying, it's not that type of carrying, it's also the raisa. It's only the rabbonim, the hema doesn't have anything with the rabbonim. But if the hema is pulling a wagon, it's better that he should walk and sit on the wagon, because by sitting on the wagon, he's also issue of using the baal chai, and also issue of tuning. Walk to the sea, he's only issue of tuning. Also, one sitting in the wagon, you're supposed to work harder. So that's the Yuchana. If you see a wagon with some animals, so be careful not to shout. If you make close, and say, okay. Siv Gimel. Ha'yimor chamor, the same choice of the cooking. And the chana chamor, v'adzenu, at the neighbor. Better to put the wallet on the donkey, and put it on the chedesh, showing to the cooking. The chedesh, even though that's in the Namatsuva, was not in the Das, you know, so it's better to put on animals than a human being. Siv Dal, how you must say it's for Shaita, it's not a Shaita. If you say in Das, it's in the Das Bal. Shaita, a person who's insane, lacking basic mental capacities to function as a regular person, is considered a lower level than a deaf mute, because a deaf mute person does have some level of facial. We have both parts in the mixes, but still he's closer to regular person. Sifei, shaita v'kotten. If you have the shaita minor, you can have the shaita. Like we said, also the shaita is totally out of the parsha of mixes. Kotten, the other l'chal das. If a minor, then she will be an adult. Cheish v'kotten, then only she yod. Cheish and a kotten, each one has a certain mile. Cheish is a mile that he has a certain level of das. Just have a big problem with communication. And a cotton has a mile, eventually a cotton. There's no half around that. Either one, which is good. Siv Vav, Yesh Aymer, Shenoyit Noi, Le'echel Le'evo, Ha'yicholov, Shum Ha'alech, Yot, and then it's your way. So the Ramah, the Kaka, who Shenoyit Noi, Meshech HaShecha, Ha'al Shenoyit Noi, Noi, Yoy, Noi, 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 if you gave it to the Hei Shoyit to the cotton, if you put it on the before Shabbos, then you don't have to worry about the fact that he's walking, if you give it to him, he's more understanding.